Another one for you. Graham Ramsey in White Hills says, wants to bake a Christmas cake. Have you put some kind of thermocouple, in other words, a temperature measuring device, in the middle of the cake? And this is because you are an expert cake baker. I've tasted your cakes. He wants to know, is there a temperature at which the inside of the cake ought to be cooked?
There probably is, because out there in the world of the internet, you can buy cake temperature probes. I'm not sure off the top of my head what the correct temperature for a Christmas fruit cake is. You can also use the much cheaper toothpick method, where if you stick a toothpick in, does it come out with the mixture stuck on it? But I guess, yeah, that would depend on the temperature that you wanted to bake your cake at. And because things like, you know, the sugar will get hot, all these kind of things. So, yeah, there will be a temperature, and I'm not sure what it is.
I guess also, again, because cooking is chemistry, it might have to stay at that temperature for a certain amount of time. So just because it's got to that temperature doesn't mean it's already cooked yet.
Yeah, my very nerdy brother-in-law is a scientist, and certainly when he does meat on the barbecue, he has a temperature probe that's all electronic to make sure that his steaks are cooked properly.
Whatever happened to the fact that we're all still here? Humans have been evolving for 6 million years since we split away from our ape-like ancestors, and we didn't need all these things then, and I don't think we need them today.